Car guys and car gals, enjoy this bonus brew with Jason Garris as he whips up a little wisdom for a couple of car guys. Get you some.
Perfect. Nice. One take.
That was great. That was perfect.
That was money.
Awesome. Jason, honor, sir. We are so blessed, so honored, so thankful.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good night.
We are just getting started. Dude, this was just getting started with you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we'll be talking so much more. I'm going to be that guy that texts you all the time and says, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Not to get nothing, just to see how you doing, man. That's the way I am.
And I want you to. And sometimes, you know, I'm weak in getting back to everybody, but like if you look at my phone, it goes off like literally every 2 minutes, and I believe that. I mean, literally, it goes off like you wouldn't believe it. Like my LinkedIn just goes off and off, and then like I got one guy mad at me because I have 1,000 people trying to be my friend on LinkedIn, and I got to go through them, and I don't accept everybody.
You can't.
I get all these. I can't, and I really can't, and some people get mad or offended, and I'm like, listen. You know, and they inbox me, they email me or whatever, and I feel bad for some of them, but I can't friend everybody. I'm not gonna, at the end of the day, guys, listen to this. Your relationship with you two, keep it real and keep it strong, and never stop loving each other.
For sure.
At the end of the day, your relationship is worth more than the podcast. It's worth more than, work or anything. If you stick together, you can get through anything together.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Remember, you guys are just friends. So you both have wives, right? Lou, you have a wife you go home to? And you have a wife you go home to.
Yeah.
You guys don't sleep together. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the best thing you could ever do right now, it's having fun together.
We do. Yeah, so man.
Just have fun. Laugh. Think of ways to make money. Think outside the box. Just do whatever you can do. And keep doing it. And keep consistency. You know, when Al Patron is a hard worker and he's a hustler and he doesn't stop. And all those things that he does, he does it through discipline and does all those things that many people don't do. So I admire that in him. And so if I could do anything, as they talk about legacy, Al Patron would be one of my legacies.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Yes. But I love him because he's just a good human being. He's got a slingshot.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He's shipping it to my house.
Oh, cool.
So he's shipping it. This week, getting it shipped up from a trucking company because he wants me to drive around with it because he wants my head in place and he wants me to be lift my spirit. So he's actually shipping up a slingshot, that little hot rod that he's got, right? So I can ride around with it and have fun with it for a couple months with it. He said, just have it for a couple months and ride around with it, have some fun. How many people do you know send up their prized possession to give up whatever and trust somebody to do whatever with it, and to do whatever. So stay working together.
Yeah, man. Work
hard, love each other. Stay doing what you're doing. Again, you guys can get further together than you're going to be apart. And don't take things seriously with each other. And when you do get into a fight, you know what I mean? Listen, give it a day, but tomorrow, the next day, whatever, get down and say, you know what, sorry, get over it.
Yeah.
That's probably how to be.
Moving on. Sometimes, people drag stuff on with somebody, one of the weaknesses of a lot of people is if they get into a fight, they blow off a relationship with somebody immediately. And in other words, there's a lot of people who are like, you guys will be buddies, right? And all of a sudden you guys get one big argument. And then all of a sudden you guys not talking again forever, right? But what you did was you destroyed something that was so good between you guys anyway, because it was something stupid. A lot of times, the most stupidest things in the world are stupid.
Yeah.
The stupidest fights.
They are.
Man, us not talking together would really suck being podcast hosts. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make it hard for us.
There's no doubt about it, yeah. That's great advice, Jason, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I want to be, you know what, one day I want to be on your podcast with you, doing the podcast with you.
Yeah.
We got chairs right here. We got chairs right here.
I got extra chairs sitting here for people when they come in. It's just
obviously, yeah.
But like I told you, this next hunting season, you got to come down here, man. We got to get you out here on one of these bills, and we'll get you a deer, man. Yeah, I know. I know you got some up that way, but Kentucky's got some pretty ones, buddy. I'm telling you.
Kentucky's got them going on down there.
Yeah.
I'm in Canada.
And a turkey.
What's that?
Get you a deer and a turkey. It's turkey season right now. Get you a big trophy turkey.
Yeah, it's turkey here now. I don't even know if they're allowing. I think they are allowing it. Actually, I'm sure they encourage it now. But yeah, I mean, you know what it is, guys. Just like I said, when this is all over. I'm grateful to you for doing this. It'll be fun anyway, and it was fun anyway. I don't like to – my fame is different than El Patron's type of fame. El Patron's type of fame is I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Well, you guys are good for each other, yin and yang. Boom. It's like, you know, that's why, you know, I love getting information from you because I'm learning that side. But then I get with El Patron, and I get to learn about that side. So being able to get both of you guys together, you know, and having information from each one of you guys – I feel like I've grown so much just in the last couple of weeks. Like every day, my goal is to wake up every single day and to be better than I was yesterday.
1%.
That's it. At least 1%.
1% growth.
Most time it's more than 1%. But if I don't at least grow 1%, I didn't feel like I had a good day. So being able to sit down tonight talking with you, I grew multiple percents right there. So I appreciate that time and I appreciate what you've been able to share with us.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Man, and I look forward to, you know, I'm going to say straight up, I look forward to getting some more mentorship from you. I look forward to asking you questions in the future. Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, I know you're not expecting anything from it, but I trust me, whatever I could ever do for you, you just let us know and I'll make
sure. Yeah, yeah. And like I said, the same back for you guys. No problem. And I don't mind doing anything. You know, it's all good, man. Like I said, listen, it's car business and this is what we do. And again, we're not against each other. You know, there's so many people against each other. Listen, guys, there's so many people that hate each other in this business. There's so much drama. Listen, this is so much drama. Everybody's like, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, this one's got this book, this one's got that, this one's doing this, you know, and this one's a jerk, this one's that, you know, and everybody hates each other behind each other's back.
Yeah.
You know, see, everybody hates each other, but why do they hate each other? What are they hating each other for? You know, there's so much hate, and a lot of it is because of power. Mm. People have power in the business. It's a natural trait of the business anyway. You know that that's one of the biggest problems anyway. It's an ego. You know what this thing? The business in general is an ego problem. Mm-hmm. It's filled with so many egos. Now the egos, and now in this form, like what we're doing, in the social world of LinkedIn and this and that, now there's egos there. And they all want that fame and power. And if you look at LinkedIn, everyone's doing the same video. Everybody's doing the same thing. And they're just saying it in a different way.
Yeah, I agree.
Everyone's saying the same thing. They're putting it in a different word. And when you're on it all day long, you know, like, I sit there and I'm like, dude, I just said that this morning.
Right? I've been there. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, totally.
I said that this morning. You know what I mean? So when you guys do your podcast, pay attention to the other podcast, and then let's get together again because I want to go on
Facebook. We will.
I want to show you a back end of Facebook that you guys don't know, and I'm going to show you how to look up. Do you guys know how to look up what the other people, what they're getting so that you can compare your podcast to theirs?
When you say like what they're getting, like as far as where they're penetrating –
where they're penetrating, not so much where they're penetrating, but how much engagement they're getting out of it.
And just looking at their back end, just looking at their actual Facebook, I don't know LinkedIn.
I don't think I've ever even looked into that.
But to actually see how they're producing, because I do know how to tell and then kind of fit our ads to them. But
so if you're looking at, so what I'm saying is, if I have a podcast, Jason's podcast, Car Guy Coffee podcast, right? And I would type that in, I can see your engagement. I can see all the podcast engagement. I follow number data. I can see like all the podcasts that are going on, and I'm watching who's got the best engagement. So when somebody has the best engagement, what do?
You do what they're doing.
You watch their show and you see what's making them so special, and you try to take a little sauce from that and make it into yours. Yeah.
There you go.
That's it, man. You know, like, I like to be an original, but I also, like I said, like you mentioned earlier when we were recording, you were saying something about, for example, you were saying like nothing, like trainers, nothing is new. If you're a trainer, you're stealing ideas from other people and you're reusing them. That's what we all do. We've been doing that since the beginning because sales has been around longer than any of us have been alive. These steps have been tried and true forever. So what we're doing is we're just using other things, but you put your own flavor on it, right? It's like, I'm going to put my subprime flavor on. He's going to put the car guy flavor on it. But it's like you said, you did something in the morning on LinkedIn. Later on, somebody else did it. They try to copy it. They did. But that's the problem. I don't want to be that guy. I want to, sure, I want to see your idea and get inspired by it, but I want to throw my own thing.
Watch their idea.
I see.
Watch their idea. See what's working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Make your own sauce, like you said. Mm-hmm. But then when you make your own sauce, make it fucking so hot. Mm. Because remember that each podcast is critical because it's going to make you or break you. Huh. In other words, it will make you or break you. And
point.
So you've got to, like, just like a news that, remember that Bruce Almighty? Remember Bruce Almighty?
Oh, yeah.
He went to God for one day, and the storm, you know, he was making all things happen because he wanted the best story, right? He wanted the best story because he knew, and he became Mr. Exclusive, right? Mm-hmm. He became Mr. Exclusive now, right? It all went through his head, right? He was just, all he wanted to do was be anchor. He wanted to be on the, but his real talent was, doing what he was doing anyway. Yeah. As Boss said, your real talent is not being up on the anchor. Your real talent is being the news reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take it like that. And he kept brushing off all the important things. And that's what this is what I'm saying with you is, you guys do this really well. You guys sync well.
Thank you.
Why I'm telling you to stay with each other. I'm saying you're going to go far together.
I appreciate that. You know, and we definitely, you know, I have, before I even started the first one, I went in, I listened to tons of podcasts. I listened to their ideas. I wanted to do things similar, but yet do our own thing. And I think we've come up with that, you know, to the point where I have seen people steal some of our ideas already, some other podcasts. And I'm not mad about it. I'm actually like encouraging. I even give them thumbs up because that lets me know that I'm being noticed. That means somebody is paying attention to what I am doing. Like, so, yeah. So I'm honored by that. I'm actually flattered by that because even if they're doing it, they can't do it as good as me. And I believe that. And if they're doing it, I'm going to do mine better. You know what I mean? So that's the way I believe. I'm a competitor. I'm always going to be a competitor, but I do it with a good spirit and with a friendly spirit. Like, look, I get it. I see you out there trying to be me. It's all good. You're never going to be me, but you can be you. Hopefully you make it into you.
All day long. You're never going to be me. That's
exactly the key. But the key, and I feel what you're saying. The key is seriously the we. It is the duo, the dynamic.
The key between both of you is that remember your relationship together, the duo, and regardless of the podcast or not or this or that, because remember that at any time, anybody in business can always fight, and you're getting more fights in business than you do normal. See what happened is. You guys don't get, I mean, I'm sure you're going to get it, but if you work together, you're going to fight more than the average person because remember, you work together.
Yeah.
And they're getting to work. So what I'm asking you guys to do is to drop it when you guys do get into that because don't ruin your relationship over a podcast or your work. I'm just telling you that that so many family members can't work together. So many this, that. There's a lot of stuff. And when you're in the car business, there's a lot that comes together. Never lose sight of your love for each other, is what I'm telling you.